Welcome to the Dogs Podcast. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go. Woo, 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 woo.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Zach Kopp, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Dogs. If you'd like to get your intro on the show, head to thedogspodcast.com and tap leave voicemail in the drop-down menu. Also in the drop-down menu, you'll see a link to our merch store. Somebody was asking about if we sold merch for the podcast. We do. We forgot about it, but it's out there. So thedogspodcast.com, in the drop-down menu, you'll find a link for the store, or you can go straight to, what's the link?
thedogspodcast.com/store.
Okay. So, you know, it's easy to find. It's out there. We have some pretty cool designs. If for some reason this blows up, that'd be cool, and we'll make more designs.
Yeah, absolutely.
But there's some cool ones up there right now. This is episode 2 for the week. Like we said earlier on Tuesday's episode, we're going to split it up and do 2 episodes per week from now on during the season. If you guys like this, make sure you let us know. If you don't like this and you just like one long episode, let us know. We'll go back to doing it that way. It's same thing for us. So today, on today's episode, we're going to preview the Bears matchup, and then we're going to make our game picks for the week. So we'll hopefully get you out of here in under an hour and a half. Before we get into the preview, remember to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. If you're watching on YouTube, remember to like and subscribe, as well as tap the notification bell so you never miss a new episode. If you're listening on Apple, Spotify, or Google, please make sure to leave us a review, a 5-star review. And if you want to leave a written review, that'd be cool too. We like reading the nice things about us. Lastly, if you're looking for more Browns or Dogs content, or you just like hanging out with us, you want to get to know the four hosts, Zach, Blake, Justin, and Jason, head to jointhedogs.com to become an official Dog Pack member on our Patreon page. We got fantasy leagues going on in there. We got game day threads, extra episodes we do every week. It's a good time. Everybody's getting to know each other. Some of these people are from California. I think she's coming to Ohio for a game, and there's a chance we're all going to get together and partake in some spirits. It's going to be a good time. So come hang out with us on the Patreon page. It's a good time. Get to know Browns fans from all over the country. So jointhedogs.com, become an official Dog Packs member on our Patreon page.
Dogs game preview.
So this Sunday at home, First Energy Stadium, the Browns will be taking on the 1-1 Chicago Bears. Good chance we're going to see Justin Fields start in this game. The Bears came out and said, if healthy, Andy Dalton is their starter, but I think there's serious doubt whether he's going to be healthy this week. At least that's what I read on my way in. The injury he has forced QBs to miss some time. To be honest, I don't know who I'd rather face, because I think our defense is kind of sus no matter what. And obviously the dual threat quarterbacks scare me, but Andy Dalton is a seasoned vet in this league, and he can pick apart a bad defense.
We were just saying before we started that I mean, two reasons I wanted to be Justin Fields. One, I bought tickets for this game because I wanted to hopefully see Justin Fields play. Yes. Either way, I'm going to see the Browns. I'm going to see Baker play. It's going to be awesome. But the other reason, Andy Dalton, I think, could pick apart this team. Justin Fields at this point in his career, he hasn't started a game yet. He played a little bit last week. He's a rookie. And we know from Ohio State and the preseason, the dude likes to hold on the ball a little bit long. He does not have a quick trigger yet. He doesn't go through his reads very quickly. So this could be a game where we need to get some pressure and some sacks, because he'll let us do it.
Hopefully.
What are these things that you speak of, pressure and sacks? I know.
I'm talking some crazy stuff here, but
is this another Manscaped ad? Sacks? Yeah. What is going on? What is happening? No, I agree. He holds the ball, and we're all, except for one of us, Ohio State fans, and he held onto the ball a lot at Ohio State, and he could get away with it there because it's college, and we typically had the best team. He can't do that in the NFL, except for maybe against the Browns.
We'll see.
I'd like to think if he's going to sit back there and hold the ball, at some point, Myles Garrett's going to earn his $152 million contract and get a sack. Was he at 1 this year?
I don't know.
I think he's got 1 sack.
Oh, yeah. That's,
yep. And I think he only has – he's got under 10 tackles on the season so far.
He had 4 tackles yesterday. Clowney had 3.
So, and I didn't look – see how many he had in week 1. It wasn't many. It wasn't. No. So this guy, he's arguably the best player on the Browns defense. Everybody talks about him as defensive player of the year. We need to start seeing it, because
we talked about that.
He's been non-existent so far. Non-factor. I would like in this game, I would like to see a combination of us moving him around inside. Tack McKinley has shown so far in the season he can get after the quarterback a little bit. Put him out there on the edge and move Miles inside. Next to, you know, put him in one A gap and put Clowney in the other. Make the center have to decide who they want to block. And then, you know, and put McDowell, or I don't know if he's going to play the edge, but somebody else can play the edge for a couple plays here and there. Mix it up. Why are we constantly putting Miles Garrett against, well, most of the time, the left tackle is the other team's best offensive player or best offensive lineman? So why are we putting him up against that guy every single time?
Well, it's something that I'll be interested to watch during the game will be Miles on our defense versus our offense. And then I want to watch Khalil Mack on the other side of the ball, because Khalil Mack, to me, is the way Miles Garrett, I thought he would play. Because Khalil Mack, I think, is just an absolute beast.
I agree with you 100,000,000%. Khalil Mack is special.
But he hasn't done much the last year or so far this year.
No, but he has a certain aggressiveness that Miles does not have.
I think, you know, we touched on it last week that Miles is just kind of a ho-hum type of a guy out there. You don't see a whole lot of emotion from him, whether he makes a big play, whether he doesn't. You know, you just don't see a whole lot from him like you do most of the other premier pass rushers in the league. You know, they all have their own certain celebration they do after they have a sack, and you just don't really – and that just might be who Miles might not be that type of person, but – you kind of attribute those guys and you're like, man, look how aggressive that guy is, you know, or he's jacked up, you know, for that next snap type of a thing. Or Miles just looks like it's like, that's just the next snap. It's kind of his motto.
So I don't have a problem with him not being like a hoorah guy. I wasn't Miles Garrett in high school.
You sure?
I'm sure. It takes a lot for me to say that I wasn't Miles Garrett in high school. But
I mean, we see the similarities still a little bit, but yeah.
You know, but I didn't suck. And, you know, I got sacks. I played defense, but I wasn't like a screaming holler kind of guy either. I just kind of went about my business and played. The problem is he's not going about his business.
No. Which I'm not going to lie, you saying that kind of surprises me about you, because I've seen you like throw three strikes in a row and chop the opposing team at bowling. You must have evolved since
high school. I don't know what it was, but in high school on the field, I was just way more. I mean, I would get excited, but I was way more subdued. Part of it was I was tired.
Scared of the coaching staff, maybe a little bit.
I played both ways, so I was typically pretty tired, so I was saving my energy, but I've definitely gotten more hoorah since high school. I'll throw out a chop on the bowling alley if I have to. But no, and if he wants to be a quiet leader and let his play speak for himself, that's fine. He doesn't have to be a cheerleader on the field, but I need him to perform to that contract that we just gave him.
Give everybody else something to be hoorah about.
Exactly.
Us. Like the fans, man. Where are you, Miles? Like, it's been pretty disappointing.
Fans did their part yesterday. It seemed, you were there.
Sweet, bro.
But it seemed loud. It was
exciting.
So, okay, so you were there at the game real quick, and obviously Stefanski came out and said, hey, get tailgate, do your thing, have fun, but be inside at 1:00. Well, did you notice a difference yesterday? Were you one of the guys that was out just drinking until the second quarter?
I got in, I think probably around 12:15. We got into our area right around our section.
Right.
And then obviously we had to get some vodka and cranberries and stuff like that. Just
right.
Cause rounds are about to play, you know, but, but by the time that they started doing, you know, the national anthem and everything like that, you could tell that it was going to be very rowdy and very loud.
Right. And then obviously kind of a cool moment for us being located in Dover, the Armstrong kid, the gold medalist swimmer he led the chant, right? Here we go, Brownies chant. Yeah. So that was kind of cool to see.
They did a presentation for him Friday night at the Dover football game. So what do you think was cooler for him?
Probably it was he Dover. At least knew more people there.
It was Dover Steubenville Friday, so pretty big deal.
Or we can put you in the dog pound, basically on a staircase, and just let you go to work.
Yeah, but so that was pretty cool.
Pretty
yeah.
cool for that kid.
Yeah,
and Friday night Steubenville kind of gave him a standing ovation too, which for any of you guys who aren't from Ohio, that's weird. They're not. So, but no, that was cool for him to see him out there. Some more what we want to see out of the Browns this week. I know at least if we're going to shift to the offense, I want to see more Baker. I want to see more of his continued progression. Maybe sprinkle in a couple touchdown passes. Again, I don't care if he doesn't throw for 50 touchdowns because that's not necessarily our offense, but I wouldn't mind seeing a couple, you know, maybe a 2 or 3 touchdown game here.
This is a game where I think offensively, and I might be wrong because I've been wrong before, I thought, you know, Schwartz wasn't going to be as big of a factor. Then he showed up in game one. I think this is a really good game for Higgins to kind of maybe get back in the fold. Jarvis is out. It's kind of now Baker's and his, he's like his safety blanket when there's an injured wide receiver. We really didn't see too much of Higgins yesterday show up. So, you know, DPJ had the fumble, and then he didn't get targeted after that. Schwartz stopped on the route. We threw an interception. He didn't get targeted after that. So maybe it's like going back to Old Faithful here, and Higgins can produce maybe a little bit in that Jarvis role. I think that, you know, it would be nice to see that and get Higgins kind of back involved in the offense because, really, he's not at all.
No, not at all.
And we talked about, like, all that hype about DPJ, and we're like, we're kind of forgetting about Higgins. Like, it was this big battle between the two of them, and right now
seems like the Browns have forgotten about him.
Yeah.
No, and it seems we have the same conversation every year.
Every year.
And then at the end of the year, it's like, he'll, in the last 8 games, he'll have 500 yards, and we're like, well, where the hell was Higgins all season?
Yeah, we should sign him back again for a big deal.
Yeah. So,
well, I mean, thinking about that, though, if you look at the scores from last week, I mean, the Bears kind of shut down the Bengals running game. I mean, Joe Mixon had 69 yards at the end of the day, but he did it on 20 carries. I mean, they gave him the ball a lot, and nobody else ran the ball for Cincinnati last week. Okay. He was the only one. He took all 20 carries, got 69 yards, 3.4 carry, no touchdowns. I mean, if they're able to, I mean, it's going to be better for us, obviously, and the Bengals' offensive line isn't what ours is. But if they're able to limit what we can do on the ground and make us throw, we're going to need somebody like Higgins to step up.
I think we have to be able to run the ball this week because defensively they're better than the Texans are.
A lot better. And
we're going to be there's rumors that Odell's playing this week. That would be huge. That would be huge because I don't want to go into this game. I'm not saying these guys are the Rams defense, but they're a good defense, a solid defense. And if we're down our top two receivers, that it's going to affect the running game. We saw that against, I know, Chubb ended up having 95 yards, but Hunt didn't run the ball that well. And at least for a half, we didn't run the ball that well. Mm-hmm. Yep. And some of that is we don't have any deep threats on the field. And so they can pack the box a little bit and force us to throw to these guys. Luckily, the tight end stepped up. If OBJ and Jarvis doesn't play, the tight ends are going to have another big game. You're going to have to get another 11 catches from the tight ends. And we're going to have to be able to run the ball. The offensive line has to play a full game. They can't come out and just play a half.
No, and I mean, you know, Schwartz is that really only that deep threat that's healthy right now. And we saw last week, I mean, he's not afraid to break off routes if he needs to. So
that's just a rookie. He's just got things to learn. And like we said, I don't think Stefanski will put up with it. I think it's going to cost him some playing time, especially if it continues. But if we have injuries, we don't really have a choice but to play him. And the only way he's going to learn from it is by going out there and getting the game experience and playing and working, you know, that cohesion with Baker. So
as long as that experience doesn't come in a loss.
Yeah. You know. Yeah.
I think that another big thing going into this game kind of, you know, is the Jedrick Wills. He went out of the game. He didn't play. He got stiff during the game and Stefanski pulled him out yesterday. So it'll be interesting to see, because obviously I think Blake Hance was the guy that we ended up putting in for him. I don't like Blake Hance as much against Khalil Mack as I do Jedrick Wills Jr. So it's day-to-day with him, kind of a like, hey, you feeling good on Sunday type of a thing is what it seems like. We don't need to practice yet. You can rest and, you know, just do maybe a couple workout type of thing, but we're not worried about you being out there getting all your reps all week long. If you're good to go on Sunday, you're our guy type of a thing. So we probably won't know until we know, kind of like the Odell. I don't think we're going to know until an hour before the game starts if he's going to be out there or not.
I think we're going to keep that play. I think it's smart to play it close to the vest. Make them prepare for him, and then all of a sudden he doesn't come out and play. They wasted a bunch of time. You know, make them prepare for him. And then if he plays, cool, and if not, you know, it is what it is.
Right.
I know Josh is getting annoyed that Odell hasn't played yet, but I don't understand the annoyance when
No. I'm not annoyed that he hasn't played yet.
He just doesn't think he's going to play
yet. I just think it's been how many games in a row now? He's just not available.
Well, he tore an ACL.
He's not available.
Yeah, but I mean, you didn't expect him to be available yet, did you?
They all said he was going to be.
So I think remember that last was year saying week six. I didn't expect him back to week six.
I didn't last year, but I mean, the talk, we said this last week. The talk all offseason was, he's ready, yes. He's looking great, he's going to be fine.
Week one available.
So we were all like, okay, I mean, I get that, but
also think that was another make the Chiefs prepare for Odell, and then he didn't play.
Yeah, I think it has some to do with that. And I think, I forget which announcer it was, or if it was on a pregame when they were talking about the inactives, and they said having the Odell the last eight games and healthy going into the playoffs is better than bringing him back too early and then him getting hurt. I think that they're probably just playing it super, super, super conservative. Obviously, the Chiefs game, we didn't pick ourselves to win that game. Even us as Browns fans, we were like, oh, we could be close. And looking back, we're like, oh, Odell might have made a difference. Maybe we could have won. We didn't need him this week. I don't think we need him against the Bears. And so maybe it's week four before we see him. But, I mean, even with Jarvis out, I don't think we need Odell this week to win this game.
I think you would help, though.
Well, but even in week one, I mean, it would take away those two fumbles, those two really bad mistakes that set the Chiefs up, you know, for easy scores. And then if our defense just plays a little bit, just a little bit, you know what I mean? We win that game. So,
And I think that the other thing that we're forgetting with the Odell thing is him and Baker's chemistry hasn't been great. So if they come out and all of a sudden they're not playing great, might get a pass for the first game back. But if it's like that in game two, you're going to have that whole talk again of, Baker, you got to get rid. Might as well get rid of him. They can't play well together, or they were better without him, type of thing. We'll end up having those conversations again. I hope not.
Same.
Yep.
One more thing, I want to see how the defense. They got Allen Robinson. Just don't let him, please.
Oh, he can beat you
if he's their number one receiver. Look for him to have at least 10 catches. 100. I'm going to say 10 for 142 and at least one touchdown.
I'm going to say 10 catches on 14 targets, 150 yards, and a touchdown.
Okay, so about the same.
Jesus. I think, to be honest,
with you,
I think this is a game where Allen Robinson could have a lot more than 14 targets. I think that might be lowballing.
Especially if Justin Fields plays,
hey, you're my guy, I'm throwing to you.
Yep.
True, but they also do have Darnell Mooney, and I think...
And he's a speedster. They got Goodwin,
who's a speedster. That's what worries me, is playing some of these teams that have a legitimate second receiver, or a third. You know what I mean? That now it's pick your poison against everybody's going
to
be wide open.
Our guys can cover people. It's just they're expected to cover people for 30 seconds. I almost said the F word. Almost just literally just dropped it.
And they have Freddie? Bears are a team that was a quarterback away kind of offensively. Yeah. Now, obviously, they don't have the big name number two wide receiver. Like Allen Robinson's the one. You could say Mooney's the two. He's not a blow. You're not everybody. There's probably not a lot of people who know who Mooney is, you know. But, you know, David Montgomery is a good back. He had a good season last year. They're kind of that quarterback away if they have the right coach, which is to be determined with Nagy. But they played well last week. They're coming in with momentum of beating Cincinnati, who went out and beat Minnesota the week before. So they got some momentum coming into this game, you know.
Well,
they have a rookie quarterback. We've seen that with teams that sometimes that gives them a little bit of a, if he is going to be like named the starter and you're getting that excitement all week long of, hey, because there's a lot of guys on that team that have been like, just waiting on Justin. And Justin's just like, cheer for Dalton. Just cheer for whoever's out there being the nice guy instead of saying that he wants the ball. But you know he does.
I will say this, of all the rookie quarterbacks, I thought Justin Fields, I mean, arguably the best. So, and he fell to the Bears. So, if we do go up against Fields, please don't let a rookie dice this up.
No kidding. I mean,
Tackle him, please. That's one thing I want to see this week. I would like to see us quit missing so many tackles. There are so many plays where the first guy of the ball misses the tackle, second guy misses the tackle, third guy gets ran over and he holds on, but the guy fell for 4 yards.
Right.
Will the first guy please drop him, or at least hold him up so the second guy can knock him over? I'm so sick of seeing us dive and just slip off of people, and they get 4 extra first downs a game because of missed tackles.
Well, it happened kind of yesterday against the Texans with Mark Ingram. I'd feel like, oh, we got him, and he was just like a pinball, just bounce off of a guy and get 3 more yards out when he should have had no gain.
So Justin Fields against the Bengals, when he did come in, he was bad. He was 6 of 13 for 60 yards, no touchdowns, a pick, 2 sacks, and a 27.7 passer rating.
Yeah.
He did not play well. And I'm saying, like we said at the beginning, he holds on to the ball. He's not going through his progressions quickly. We need to make sure we're capitalizing on that, because if we're letting Justin Fields dice us up, we'd be screwed.
Yep. Well, and I can almost guarantee it. Now, I didn't watch any of that game, but I since I know Joe Woods isn't the defensive coordinator for the Bengals, I bet you they dialed up a little bit of pressure.
A little bit of pressure
on their rookie.
Knowing that, oh, hey, Justin Fields really hasn't played in the NFL.
Yeah.
Let's go after him and make him have to make quick reads. Probably going to help.
That's out of the defense this week. I want to see adjustments. I do not want to see us come out and just do the same thing for now the third game in a row and continue to see that. What's the definition of insanity?
Doing the same thing
over and over and expecting different results. Please mix it up. Do something. Move Jadeveon Clowney around. Move Miles around. Play Tack and Miles together and move Miles inside. Do something different to create some positive results, because right now it's not getting it done. And then lastly, for the offense, I just want to, like I said, I want to see Baker continue to build. I want to see us be able to run the ball. I want to see the tight end step up, and I really want to see Odell play. Hopefully he can play.
I hope so. I mean, the Bears defense made Joe Burrow look pretty average the other day. I mean, he threw 3 picks. They sacked him 4 times. He didn't play very well.
We can't come out flat in this game.
No.
Can't come out flat, and they forced him into a bunch of turnovers.
Yep.
They forced him in, I think it was like 3 interceptions in the second half. It might have all been in the fourth quarter. Almost all of them were in the fourth quarter. And then they had a fumble. So they had 4 turnovers that they lost, and then they scored a touchdown with 2 minutes left, and then Fields threw an interception with 56 seconds left, up 10, and they scored another. And then they threw another touchdown. So it was 20-10 20-3 with 2 minutes left. And then they end up getting a touchdown and then an interception and a touchdown to try to.
Oh, okay. So the 20-17 score is a little misleading. So the Bears actually did roll them.
Yeah, they were up big, and the Bengals made it close late and got it within, in the last 2 minutes, made it interesting. So.
Which is why picking games against the spread is impossible sometimes.
It's very hard. That's why not a lot of people do it.
Yeah. But we're doing it.
Right.
Yeah. That's right.
Anything else you guys want to see in this game this week? Anything we missed?
I want to lean on the run game. Hopefully no more injuries. And just get out with a win. One of those games where this could be an ugly win. I want to get out with a win. I don't care about killing people.
Zach said this too.
Yeah, no. Don't care about killing people. I said it last week. I just want to get out with a win.
I don't want to get out with a win. I want to look good.
Yeah.
I want to look
good. Get away with a win.
Because
I want to win.
Yeah, I want to. Obviously, you want to win, and I'll take an ugly win. I want to look good.
I'll go in the middle of what you guys are saying. I just want to have a mistake-free game. At least, like, offensively, no turnovers, no stupid bonehead plays, no tearing off your route early, like stuff like that that can really just derail a drive.
Yeah.
No penalties.
One thing I wanted to touch on, can we quit jumping offsides on defense? Miles Garrett, I guess he came out after the game and said, well, I'm going to continue to be like that, to do that, because it's worth it, because, I'm getting sacks. No, you're not. No, you're not. Where are these sacks? I'm looking. Where are these sacks?
No,
you're crossing your team.
The answer is no, Blake. We're going to jump off sides.
Yeah. We do it like 2 or 3 times a game.
He's always been like that, though.
You know what
I really gonna, like? You're right. It's not going to change.
He's seen TJ Watt do it, and he was like, I can do that. No, TJ Watt's better at it than you.
Yeah.
It's crazy. He keeps, and then to come out and defend it, I'm going to keep doing it because I'm getting sacks. You got one, bro. You have one. We thought you were going to hit 20 this year. You got some. You got some work to make up because you're at 1 through 2. Did they even give him a full one or was it a half?
I think,
Yep. All those offsides penalties, the 30 yards you give him, totally worth that one half sack you have this year.
Yep.
No.
I would really, really like the defense to have any kind of identity.
Yes.
Just anything.
Something.
It just either just something. Whether you're gonna blitz and we're gonna, I'd rather see us blitz everybody and give up big plays than just let them just gash us to pieces.
Yep.
It's exhausting.
Anything else for the preview?
No, but they did give Miles a sack. We got 3 sacks on the year in 2 games.
Yay.
Chandler Jones, I think, had 5.
5 in
one game, yeah.
So.
All right. Well, speaking of sacks, it's time to talk about Manscaped. So, is your wood letting you down the same way Joe Woods is letting us down? Please don't let us down this week, Joe. If your game balls need an upgrade, look no further than Manscaped, the global leaders in men's below-the-waist grooming. Just head over to manscaped.com and enter our promo code DAWGS, D-A-W-G-S, for 20% off your order plus free shipping. This deal is even more mind-blowing than a wide-open Allen Robinson, which better not happen this week. The brand-new Lawnmower 4.0 is here to take your defense to the next level, which we need. The fourth-generation trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 has a 7,000 RPM motor and a new multifunction on-off switch that can engage a travel lock, and it gives you the ability to turn on and off the 4,000 LED spotlight when you need a more precise shave. Did I mention this trimmer is also waterproof, so when the Browns are Super Bowls champs, they can enjoy a nice trim during the celebratory ice baths. So get out there, show off your chub the way the Browns are showing off theirs with Manscaped.
I see what you did there with Super Bowl champs.
Yeah, you know, I just want to play a little word game with it all.
Let's pick 'em. Presented by Symbol.
All right, so now we're going to go through this week's game picks. We're recording this on a Monday, so we don't know how we did on this Monday night game with Detroit and Green Bay, but we'll hit on that next week. Again, this brought to you by Symbol. Head to symbol.com/dogs, D-A-W-G-S. Enter your promo code to play the stock market for sports. Get $10 free with that promo code. Couple ways to win money on Symbol. You can buy stock in different teams. They have college, MLB, they have all the sports. Obviously, we're big into the NFL. For example, you jump on, buy a share of the Browns. As the Browns win, you get instant cash payout after every W. Also, as the Browns will win, more people will buy their stock because they're seeing that they're a good team. The stock price will increase. You are now making money on that one share you have. Buy multiple shares, you'll make more money. If you're kind of cautious, diversify your funds, buy shares from different teams, however you want to do it. It's literally the stock market for sports. Think Robin Hood, only with sports teams. It's a ton of fun. You can also join our free Pick 3 League. You don't have to put any money on for this. You head to symbol.com/dogs, D-A-W-G-S. You'll go down to the teammates square in the lower left-hand corner, and you're going to hit join/create league. There you'll be able to find, it's called the Dogs Podcast Pick 3 League. Click on it, hit join, start. You'll pick 3 games every week against the spread. Whoever has the most points at the end of the year will win a free Browns jersey of any player they choose. We are up over 50 people in the league, so the Browns jersey it's fair game. It's anybody's right now. I think the leader there's only one guy who's got all 6 picks right.
Yep, that's it. Just one guy, and after that, it's 2 people with 4, and then a few with 3, and it's fair game right now.
Yep. So if you've missed the first couple of weeks, it's not too late. You can still jump in and make up plenty of ground.
Yeah.
You go 3-0 this coming week. You're right in it.
Yep.
I think I've only got one right. So head to symbol.com/dogs, D-A-W-G-S. Play the stock market for sports and play our pick 3. It's going to be a ton of fun.
All right. So we kicking off Thursday night?
Yeah, so quick update. Obviously, like Blake said, we don't know what's going to happen tonight. Blake and Justin leading the way so far through week 2, both sitting at 9-6 through 15 games. I'm at 8-7. Josh is at 6-9.
I took a lot of dumb risks last week. It didn't work out so well.
Jets game. You didn't have any money on the line, so you didn't lose anything.
Except for pride.
Just a little bit.
So, all right, that'll take us into the Thursday night game. What a sweet game we got on tap. We got the Carolina Panthers at the Houston Texans without Tyrod. They already rolled him out. Carolina's getting 7.5 on the road. So they got to win by more than a touchdown.
Yep.
I want Carolina.
Absolutely.
Maybe the most surprise good team so far this year.
They look for real.
Yeah.
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 Offense looks good.
I'm going to take Carolina too. If Tyrod was playing, I probably wouldn't pick them to cover.
I bet the spread would be a little different too.
Yeah, Davis Mills is the factor there for me.
Yep.
Yes.
All right, takes us into Sunday's slate. We got the Washington football team coming off a come-from-behind win, taking on the Buffalo Bills who just stomped the Dolphins. Bills are getting 9 points at home.
I'm not going to lie. I'm a Taylor Heineke fan. That guy, he's super fun to watch.
He's Gardner Minshew this year. He can't watch Gardner, so he's like, give me some Taylor.
I watched a playoff game last year against the Bucks, and then I watched every snap of that game. That dude is super fun to watch.
So what do you got?
This one sucks.
9 points is big. The Washington for supposed to have a great defense. They've been awful on third down this year. Can't get off the field. But then again, Josh Allen's kind of looked like
the Bills did just win 35-0 though.
Yeah,
which does not happen.
Their defense is pretty good.
Yeah.
So yeah. 9 points.
9 points at home.
Give me the Bills because at some point Taylor's going to mess up. He's been like pretty much perfect in the two games he started, but at some point he's going to have a bumpy road. I hope I'm wrong.
Big spread, but I will take the Bills too.
Not me. Give me some Washington.
WFT?
Yeah, that's a big spread, and they, like you said, Heineke's been
balling out. I have a feeling I'm going to regret this one.
Yeah. I'm going with you, Justin. I like the football team in this one too.
I want to change mine.
Too bad. So we'll skip over Cleveland's game. We got Baltimore off their big win, taking on Detroit. Interesting to see what they do against Green Bay this week. Right. But and this line could change a little bit going into the week if Detroit comes out and some reason looks really good tonight. But Baltimore is getting 9 points on the road at Detroit. Ford Field.
That's tough. But give me Baltimore, though.
How many points are they
getting? Nine points. Baltimore's getting 9 points on the road.
Over Detroit. I wish I could watch Detroit tonight.
Yeah,
I know. I have an idea how they're going
to play. Yeah, because in that first game that Detroit played that we've gotten to see them, they got down really big early, but then they scrapped back and only lost by 8. I think.
I'm
pretty sure.
I will take Detroit with that spread.
Me too, because I know they just beat the Chiefs, and I didn't watch the whole game. But the Ravens aren't exactly explosive.
No,
and they're kind of ball controlling, run the ball. They're not. I mean, I think Hollywood Brown had a pretty good game.
Yeah,
but the Chiefs defense kind of sucks.
Jared Goff is not as bad of a quarterback as people say he is. I mean, he's competent enough to obviously come back against 49ers, and garbage time counts against the spread. So
yes. Yep. Yeah, I'm going to go Baltimore, though. I think that they could just run you out of the building is what they're showing. They did at the end of last year where they tried to pass at the beginning of the year, then they went to the running game, and then they went to the playoffs. So I think that they're just said, hey, Lamar, we don't care if you can throw. We're just going to run.
Which he can't.
Right. So,
he's good at running.
Yeah, so I'm going to take Baltimore in this one. Indianapolis Colts, not sure if Wentz is playing or not. Sprained both ankles.
That dude's not playing.
I would say it's not likely.
No. Sprained both ankles.
Both ankles.
You're going to have to wheel him out.
They said one wasn't enough.
So, taking on Tennessee Titans and Derrick Henry coming alive in the second
half
of
the game. Only got me 52 fantasy points. At the half, I think he had like 6. I think I sent a text to you guys.
Yeah, you did.
Is this guy ever going to...
Yeah, you were going to cut him.
Yeah. Ugh.
I'm going to take the Titans are getting 5 points at home. I'm going to take the Titans.
You can put me down for that too.
Me too.
I think so. I think that second half, they did lose their offensive coordinator. So I think, first game woes and I think they started to find that groove in that second half.
And, for all the Colts fans that love to watch us on YouTube and give us our time, go win a game.
Oh man.
Another exciting game. I mean, they've been thrown to the ringer, really, at the start of the year. They had the Browns. They had the Ravens on Sunday night. Now they get Justin Herbert and the Chargers, the Chiefs and Chargers. Ooh. At KC. KC's getting 6.5 at home.
The MVP matchup here.
Give me Kansas City.
Honestly, give me the Chargers. 6.5 over the Chargers?
Over the Chargers at home.
I think there's a chance the Chargers can win if they don't charger. Yeah. And because I'm 100% serious, I think the Chiefs are extremely vulnerable this year. That defense is not good. It's kind of like the Brown situation.
They're going to rely a lot on the heroics of Pat Mahomes to score 40 points a game.
Yep.
I will also go Chargers because this is, one, it's a division game, and two, the Chargers defense is not bad this year. So
right,
I think they can hang.
I agree. I think that the Chiefs are a little bit upset that they lost that last game, and I think that they come out and take care of business. I like the Chiefs on the back end of just losing that game.
Put it this way, though. The Chargers defense just shut down the Cowboys passing game.
Tampa Bay couldn't shut down.
Yeah,
this is true. But I'm going KC, so we're split there, 2-2. We got the Saints who came back.
Who are down, the Saints?
You know, back down the list.
It looks like the Aints.
taking on Mac Jones and the Patriots. Patriots are getting 3 points at home, so it's a pick 'em at Gillette. Jones against Sean Payton.
Give me the Patriots because I think Jameis will throw picks.
Oh, yeah, give me Mac Jones and Bill.
Justin's stuck on this one. He doesn't know.
It's close just because of the spread. I think I just don't know what to expect out of the Saints. Like, they came out looking so great.
Hey, think of it this way. That spread is close. Neither game for the Saints has been close.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah, give me the Patriots.
I talked him into it. All right.
I was leaning that way, but you know.
I mean, they're either like really great or really not. Really,
yeah.
I'm going to go with New Orleans.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to go with New Orleans. I think that they can win this game. I think that Jameis looked really bad, but Mac Jones hasn't been great either. He's been
pretty decent.
He hasn't been
great. He's been very, as far as a rookie quarterback so far, he's been competent. He's
right. Well, they beat the Jets, and the Jets and Zach Wilson threw 4 interceptions like 10 pass attempts. So I'm going to take New Orleans and Sean Payton in that one. All right, next, Atlanta.
This one sucks.
Atlanta Falcons against the New York Football Giants at MetLife Stadium. Giants are getting 3 points at home.
Give me the Giants.
Absolutely. Yep.
Danny Dimes played well against Washington.
He did.
He had a running back.
But he always plays well against them.
Saquon sucks. Been saying it for a while.
And you wanted him.
I'm not willing to rule him out forever because he is coming off that injury. But he gives me Trent Richardson vibes. He does not know how to just get 3 yards if that's what's there.
I saw a thing that was like they drafted him because they knew Eli was going out and they were trying to get Eli like one more season for one more run by giving him like a stud rookie running back.
Well, he
will. And he was really good his first year.
Absolutely.
He will dance in the – Trent Richardson, like. Saquon dances in the hole and then gets nothing or negative. And
this is the team you're taking.
Honestly,
Danny Dimes looked really
good. As much as Atlanta has not looked good, I will take the Falcons because at some point they've got to get this offense putting up points. I mean, Matt Ryan, he can do it. So
they actually looked decent against Tampa Bay, and Tampa Bay just pulled away late in the fourth quarter. It was just too much. They like ran out of gas. But Matt Ryan's 2-point conversion dive getting hit up in the air, that was pretty cool to see. Read option from 40-year-old Matt Ryan. Cincinnati Bengals at Pittsburgh Steelers, our first divisional game within our division. It's at Heinz Field. Steelers are getting 4.5. Not really sure if TJ Watt's going to play.
Steelers are 4.5-point favorites.
Yes, against the Bengals at home.
Give me the Bengals.
Bengals.
Give me the Bengals because you don't know if Watt's playing. And the Bengals defense is, at least in the game I watched, they got after the quarterback.
Yeah, they're playing better.
And Big Ben is.
Have you let your wife know that Pittsburgh looks like garbage this year?
Yeah, and then she reminds me that they're tied for the division lead.
That's early.
Well played.
Yeah.
I had the text ready for my friend Cody last night, and he was in Baltimore watching that game to tell him that they're the best 0-2 team I've ever seen, but I didn't get the sent.
As Lee Corso would say about the Steelers, they shot their wad in week one.
Give me the Steelers.
I'm taking Pittsburgh as well. Yeah. I think the Raiders are better than what people think.
It's the beginning of the year. They will be until about week 6 through 8, somewhere.
I love John Gruden.
So do I.
I love that he's just yelling, and like Tomlin was on the sideline like, crying about a call that he didn't get, and Gruden's just out there on the field like, are we going to play some effing football or what? Like, just going nuts that it was taking too long. Cardinals at Jaguars. Jaguars are getting 7.5 points at home.
That's
it?
The Cardinals are getting 7.5 points at Jacksonville. I'm taking the Cardinals.
Me too.
By 100.
Yes. Yes.
Josh, don't you do it.
No, I was just going to say, this game's going to be nasty, man. Dude, Urban Meyer is not long for the NFL.
In our experience, though, this will be the game that the Cardinals come out and shark down their legs.
Yeah, you're right. If it's anything like last year, 100%.
All right, 4 o'clock games. New York Jets, Zach Wilson, the next coming of Joe Namath, taking on the Denver Broncos. The 2-0 Denver Broncos. Denver,
10.5.
I got 11.
Oh, my gosh.
11-point spread on...
I'm taking the Broncos still. Yeah. Teddy Bridgewater's playing well.
Yep.
Make it a sweep.
Yep. All right, next game, we got the Miami Dolphins coming off a bad loss. Tua looks like he's... I know they said he... negative results from the x-rays, but it looked really bad. He looked like he was really hurt. Taking on the 2-0 hottest team probably in football, Vegas Raiders.
What's the spread?
4 points.
Give me it.
4 points.
I'll take
the
Raiders all day.
I'm taking the Raiders as well.
Me too.
Yep.
Clean sweep there for us. All right. Then exciting 4:25 game at SoFi. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Super Bowl champs, taking on one of the favorites to go up against them in the NFC this year, the Los Angeles Rams. Pick 'em game.
Tampa.
Pick 'em game.
Tampa.
At SoFi.
Radio silence from Blake.
Give me the Rams. I won't be surprised if Tampa win. What's the spread?
Even.
Pick 'em. It's even.
I'm taking the Rams because I think the Tampa Bay didn't play great against Dallas in week one, and the Falcons were giving them all they could handle for three quarters of a game in week two. So, give me the Rams.
Yeah, Gronk's due to not catch a couple touchdowns, so I'm going to go with the Rams as well. That's going to be a fun game to watch. Seattle coming off a heartbreaking loss, taking on Minnesota, coming off a heartbreaking loss. What do you guys got here? It's a 1-point favorite for Seattle on the road at Minnesota.
Seattle.
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 I am going to take Minnesota in this game because I think Dalvin Cook's going to explode. Seattle couldn't stop the run. And I know it's Derrick Henry, but Dalvin Cook's pretty good. Kirk Cousins been in the first two games. He's sitting at 0-2. He's probably like, what do I got to do to get a win? I'll take him at home. So takes us to Green Bay Packers. What are we going to get out of them? We don't know because we're filming this before Monday night's game. At Levi Stadium, taking on the San Francisco 49ers. 49ers are a 4-point favorite against Rodgers at home. This line might change if Rodgers comes out tonight and beats the Lions, 40-20. This could change.
I'll still take Green Bay.
I will take Green Bay as well.
San Fran kind of murders them every time they play.
I take them.
Give me San Fran.
I'm going to go with Green Bay in the points, too, because San Fran could still win and by a field goal, and we'd all win and Blake would lose. The Monday night's game, Philadelphia Eagles, Jalen Hurts looked like crap yesterday. Taking on Dallas Cowboys, the 56-yarder by Zerline to win that game in the upset. 4-point favorite, Cowboys at home.
Cowboys.
This one's tough because I will say I think the Eagles' defense is a lot better this year. They look pretty good, and this is, man, these division games are always...
It's the NFC least for a reason.
I feel like this one could be a higher scoring game. I'll take Cowboys at home.
Give me the Eagles because so far the Dallas is the luckiest 1-1 team. They should have got blown out by Tampa Bay. And they should have got beaten pretty good yesterday. San Diego had two touchdowns called back. Yeah. So, honestly.
Well, they played Los Angeles, but whatever.
Whatever. The Cowboys should have two borderline blowout losses. So, give me the Eagles.
I'm going to take Dallas just because I believe in their offense a whole heck of a lot more after 2 weeks than Philly. I don't know what I'm getting from Hurts. Hurts will probably come out and throw for 300 yards, run for 100, and Blake will be right. takes us to Cleveland's game, we got the Bears visiting us at First Energy Stadium. Cleveland right now getting 7.5. Interesting note, the line started at 9.5. It's tilted towards the Bears a little bit, down to 7.5.
All right, real quick then. For me, this hinges on who plays quarterback, because we don't know yet at the time of this filming. So I will take... Why did I go first?
Because you want to take Chicago. Yeah. You're taking Chicago, aren't you?
I'll take Cleveland because I do believe Justin Fields is going to play. And I think that with him leading the...
So you think with Andy it could be a little closer?
Yeah, I do.
Spread.
I do.
Gotcha. So I don't think it matters who plays quarterback for them. I'm taking the Bears. I think we win. But the Bears, because our defense isn't good, and if Odell doesn't play, we're going out there with our third and fourth string receivers to be our ones and twos.
This could very easily be a close game. I agree with you on that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm taking the Bears too. I think Browns win.
Browns win, but it's by a touchdown or less, in my opinion. And if Odell plays and somehow there's a ton of chemistry, maybe we blow it open. But I think this is going to be another, like, our offense is going to look a little bit like it did against the Texans after Jarvis got hurt.
I think this is a game where we could put it all together. And I said we could win ugly and I'd be happy. I would be happy, but I think we're going to win by more. I think this is a game where we could win something like a 31-17 type of a thing, and that covers the spread. So
I hope you're right.
That's what I'm taking. So I'm taking Cleveland in that one. So that wraps us up for our pick'em for the week.
All right. We'll see how we did. Well, to everybody who checked out the second episode for the week, we appreciate that. Let us know if you like this new format. Both of these episodes went too long. We're trying to keep them shorter, and then our wives are all going to kill us because we're all still here super late.
And we still have another episode.
Yeah, we still have another episode. Remember, if you know, we got episodes coming on Tuesday and Thursday. If you need something to bridge the gap on that Wednesday, head to jointhedogs.com, become a Patreon member. For all you Dog Pack members, we're not going to do two different After Hours episodes. You're not that cool. So hopefully, you know, you watch the episode, and we'll see you guys all next week, hopefully talking about a Browns win.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast, and become an official Dog Pack member and jointhedogs.com.